Welcome everybody, Shia number 1596. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabbi and Zizel. Lila Nishmas Blima Bas Rav Moshe and Rafu Shlema Yaakov Ben Sarah. Getting back to the halachas of Muksa. Okay. So, interesting question. Actually, Rabbi Kahan brought to my attention, and that is that reference to what we spoke about a little bit of a while back. Getting back to Muksa Machmas Chasaron Kis, we took a little bit of a turn onto foods, talking about foods, which was not really our subject, but we started to see if that is Muksa Machmas Chasaron Kis, and we went a little bit down that road, but we want to get back onto the road of Muksa Machmas Chasaron Kis. So we spoke about a cheaper item. Could a cheap item, like a cheap, we don't mean cheap, but it means inexpensive item be Muksa Machmas Chasaron Kis? So the question was, I have something expensive, like let's say I'm a photographer, so I have a camera, the kids have their camera, right, whatever, and I have my photographer camera that I use, by chasnas and this and that, so obviously that's either, it's something that's a malachta shel iser, that's something that's not allowed to be used on Shabbos, but of course it's much higher than that, and it falls into chasaron kis because of the fact that it's extremely valuable, and I don't want anybody, playing around with it, obviously, because it shouldn't get ruined and so on. So, okay, that we understand, an expensive item, a laptop, whatever, something whereby I have cheshbonis and these things, even though it's iser, so it's expensive and so on. But then we spoke about the fact, if I remember correctly, Rabbanah brought down the sefer, even a cheaper item could be chasaron kis also. If a person is bedafka, is careful that this item should, be set aside and that nobody should play with it during the week. Let's say during the week, is that you don't need bedafka specific place. We said, I have to keep it in this exact place. And by keep it, I'm careful. In other words, that nobody else, the children shouldn't get to it. Nobody should get to it. Nobody should use it. So a good example of a more inexpensive item would be a pen, for example. We spoke about a pen from a cipher, a safra's pen, which l'chayru would be more expensive, but it's a pen is a pen, but it's a safra's pen, so obviously the cipher uses it again for his panas and so on. But sometimes, a regular person has a pen and they do a lot of writing. People do a lot of writing. I know by myself, you're constantly writing things down. People are writing down Chiddush Torah. You hear something, a nice thing, you write it down, a thought comes in your head, right? How many of us have that thing, the thought comes in the head, and if you don't write it down right away, I know by myself, then you forget it. So you're always writing. You want to have that good pen, a pen that writes good. The pens that don't leak, that's the point. The pens that don't leak. There's some pens that you write and it leaks and there's ink marks, and it gets a little bit annoying. But then you find, sometimes a person finds that perfect pen, as they say, sometimes certain Parker pens or whatever, and boom, this pen writes very good. This pen with this filling and or the refill or whatever, this type of a refill, there's various different type of refills also, writes very good, and it doesn't leave ink marks, and push it, this is exactly what I need. Okay, so what's the cost? I don't know, the cost, $6, $10, whatever. It's an inexpensive item. It's not like a photographer's camera, right? It's a cheaper thing. It might be $10 even, or even a cheaper one might be $5, but this is the perfect pen that I need. So even though it's an inexpensive thing, it's still an item that I don't want people using. I don't want anything to happen to this pen. So this would taka fall into, even though you'll say it's iser, it's made something, it's really klisha malachdala iser. Like a regular average pen is a klisha malachdala iser. Would have the guidelines of klisha malachdala iser, which one could move for gufa y makoymai, right? That you need a place, whatever the case is, so one would be allowed to move the pen, to move it out of their place, which I mentioned in the past. Sometimes you come into shul, you see the people didn't have a chance to take everything away. There might be a pen in the person's place or whatever, so you would be allowed to move that over. You would be allowed to move it over, and like this, you could use the place that has to be used or whatever the case is. So I have to say, when we're talking about the pen issue, not the Malachte Shel Issa, which I'll get back to, but if I remember correctly, my Rebbe Reb Shlomo Perl Zech Tzadik Levrech, I remember talking about a person finds a pen where they're walking, the person's walking in that area, and sort of like they need the area because it's mamash on the floor and they're going to step on it and break the pen or whatever. So you know, so there are some people who I remember used to say that there were some people they kick the pen, push it, not their own pen, somebody else's pen. And your mamash, you're going to break the pen. Why are you kicking it? Your mamash, you're allowed to pick up the pen and move it over to the side or put it on the, you know, put it off to the side on the table somewhere where nobody's going to step on it. Not for the pen itself because it's in the place. This is where I walk. Mamash, I need the makam. I need the place. I'm walking back and forth. I'll be, you know, and this pen is sort of in the place. I remember Rabbi Pearl saying at that time that a person has to be careful not to think, not just, well, I'll kick the pen. It's not my pen. You're going to break the pen. In that case, you would be allowed to just move it over on the side, you know, to pick it up and put it up on the table if a person, in fact, needs the place. If a person doesn't need the place just for the protection of the pen itself, then taka one would be allowed to just push it over lightly with their foot. But be careful not to, you know, sometimes person gives it a kick or whatever, you know, and it's not your pen, not to break somebody else's pen. A person can be machmer on somebody else's item whereby it could come a kilkel and your mamash destroyed a whole pen. But again, it has to be a place and time whereby you need the place, people walking, whatever the case is, over there. So getting back to our subject, but if somebody has that pen that is taka very that is very precious to them, and I find this right type of pen that doesn't leak, so that would taka be also chasar and kiss, even though it falls under the guidelines, even though pens fall under the guidelines of muksa, machmas, chasar and kiss. But that special pen would be muksa machmas chasar and kiss, even though it's a more of an inexpensive item, and to the point that a lot of times people will have two pens. You know, sometimes person asks, could I borrow, you have a pen I could borrow, and I have to write something down. Yeah, good, I have, yeah. So you have the other pen, you know, the cheaper pen, or not the cheaper pen, the other pen, even might be more expensive pen. He might have a $20 pen that you'll give him. Yeah, here, write something down. You want to lend somebody a pen, beautiful thing. Person asks, you have a pen I could borrow a minute? Yeah, sure, of course. To do a mitzvah of gemilas chesed, help another person, here's a pen. You might even give him the more expensive pen because that pen might leak or whatever. In other words, for your own writing, it's not what you're looking for, but it's a good pen. So that's another point that I wanted to bring out. Even though something inexpensive, and the same thing would apply by anything, any cheaper thing, any other type of item that is taka in quote unquote inexpensive, but you have punkt, you found that right one that works for you, whatever the case might be, right? There are many different various different examples. Even though it might be inexpensive, and there might be obviously items of the same sort that are more expensive out there. But this one punkt is what you like and what you need, and it's not something that you want anybody playing around with during the week because it might get ruined. That would also fall under kli shemalachtai. Muksa machmas chasar and kiss. So one has to be careful in those instances. Thank you for listening. Aslochem bracha kol tov.